Yeah, you've been listening to In the Shack with Uncle Pete for the past hour. Now you're going to hear Radiola, and I urge you to tune in early and stay late because Pete has a great playlist. And I do too tonight, I have to say that. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. You're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And tonight we're going to play some stuff by Eddie Lang that maybe you never heard before. At least I hope so.
And he's got it, that's all. one look in that book. Let Madam Glenn explain it. Let Eleanora name it. He don't pose for wearing arrow collars. He's not too short or tall. Now, it can't be his physique. He's not too strong and he's not too weak, but he's got it, that's all.
Put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin'. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yeah, we're it's Radiola tonight for a change. Yes, Radiola is back. Well, I was back last week, but this is the first week of the winter and spring season of up here at Hamilton College at WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I thought I would begin with a really, really good subject matter, subject of which there is a lot of matter. In fact, These are some of the rarest recordings that Eddie Lang ever appeared on, and that's the point. This week and next week we're going to be doing that, and I have to thank Mr. Raymond Mitchell of the UK who wrote the Eddie Lang discography. As a matter of fact, if you look at my Radiola blog, you'll see that there's a picture of the book there, and so it's been out a while, about 8 years or 9 years, but it's been going. It's there, yeah, about 8 years now, maybe seven. I have to learn how to do math. Sorry, but it's Mr. Mitchell gave me a lot of great stuff to put on tonight and next week, and I'll be putting on some different things too of my own and from other sources, stuff that's not commonly heard, that Eddie Lang appeared on, and you can actually hear him on. But some of these are very obscure, and some of them you'll even wonder whether it is, in fact, Eddie Lang. The first one, you know it's him, because he basically plays Eddie's Twister as a solo on Get a Load of This from 1926, recorded by the Redheads. Also, it was written here as We Three, which probably was, too. And then Frances King, She's Got It, 1927. And, you know, our theme, which you are, you know and love or don't love, depending. Continuing, we have Eddie Lang's first recording from his first session, Charlie Kerr's Orchestra, and that would have been on an Edison Diamond Disc recording. So a lot of it was off an album, but I had never heard it before. And Eddie plays the banjo on here, but it doesn't sound like him because he's strumming. He's playing a typical banjo style. But this, indeed, is notable for being the first recording that you'll hear an Eddie Lang solo on from 1923, Open Your Heart.
Thank you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
But I'm warning the police to get ready for another war if a certain song don't cease. 'Cause I've suffered long enough from the do-do, do-do stuff. So listen, boys, you just cut out that noise now or I'll start getting rough. Stop playing the crazy thing, crazy words with a crazy swing. I've got those vo-do-do-do blues. Stop saying those crazy rhymes. Gee whiz, I've heard them a million times. I've got a 44 that I'll use if you refuse. All night long I hear that song upon my radio. In cabarets and at the plays, they've all do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That darn refrain is driving me insane. Stop, please help me do those vo-do-do-do blues.
Oh, I haven't slept a wink in weeks.
'Cause those ukulele cheeks keep me up each night till broad daylight with their vo-do-do-do shrieks. If you don't cut out that tune, listen now, I'm gonna be bunkhouse soon. Go on and sing, but that's one thing that I beg you not to croon. I've got those vo-do-do-do blues. All night long I long to hear that song on the radio. In cabarets and at the plays, they vo-do-do-do. Oh, how I hate it. That darn refrain is driving me insane, insane. Stop, please help me lose those vo-do-do-do blues. Oh, stop it. Don't play that anymore. For goodness sake, mister. You give me those vo-do-do-do blues. Gee whiz, don't you know anything else? You play that all the time. I've got a 44 that I'll use if you refuse. That's pretty. I like that one. Go on and play that just as much as you like. But don't you dare play those vo-do-do-do-do business. That darn refrain is driving me insane. Stop, please help me lose those vo-do-do-do blues. Crazy words, crazy tunes, give me the vo-do-do-do blues.
Ah, Vondelis. God, if anybody doesn't love that record, then I don't know. Well, I do. That's the problem. You see, I can't understand anyone not loving that record, just because she's she's funny. I have to say it is certainly she gets into histrionics on occasion, but all that's funny stuff. And she does a good job there. And Eddie plays with her and sounds good, wonderful. And that was 1927, the Voto Dodio Blues from an OK 78. And by the way, these transfers that Ray Mitchell did are absolutely wonderful. And I have to thank him for that. They're absolutely great, great sounding. And my appreciation is magnified by that. And, of course, it's immense to begin with. And before that, Art Conn, Sometimes I'm Happy, 1927. Art Conn on the piano, and I don't know who's singing there, but probably went into the witness protection program shortly thereafter. Began with Charlie Kerr's Orchestra in 1923 from an Edison Diamond Disc, Edison 51265, which I think was on an album, but still doesn't matter because that's rare stuff. You don't hear it every day. And probably because Eddie's not playing his usual stuff on there. He's playing basically a rhythm accompaniment to open your heart. And you're listening to Radio. I'm Andy Senior here on a Friday night, and that's where I like to be, in front of the microphone, not at home doing a crossword puzzle, although that could happen too later. But it's just wonderful to be up here and doing this program. First show of the official season. I was on last week, but we thought we'd start with a real good one for the official opening of the first week. So it's good. It's good stuff here. This is week 150 if you're counting weeks, which I have arbitrarily numbered according to my own system. And now there are many fans. There are a few people who like this guy, and I do too. Charles W. Hamp. He is an acquired taste, but once you've acquired that taste, you seek out his recordings. And I was delighted to find that he had recorded with Eddie Lang quite a bit. And here he is with A Year From Today, recorded in 1929, and on an OK 78.
Try to mean the world to you. Yet it seems we can't agree, my sweetheart. For quarreling is the best thing that we do. I have you now, right here beside me, and you know how you help and guide me. I wonder whether we'll be together a year from today. With every tear you shed in sorrow, I'll always fear about tomorrow. Will we be parted and brokenhearted a year from today? Time we quarrel, you want a part. I'm so afraid that one day you'll start. For if you did, why, you'd take my heart with you too. But then you cry when you've relented. Why shouldn't I be quite contented? I'll still continue believing in you. Years from today, for if you did, will you take my heart? then you cry when you're relenting. Why shouldn't I be quite contented? I still continue believing in you. A year from today.
In my dreams of childhood, when the skies were fair, I can see a wildwood, flowers everywhere. When the twilight shadows bring their sweet regrets, then I wander back again amid the violets. I've been making up my mind to find a place that I used to know, on the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. And I've been waking up to find I'm dreaming dreams of long ago, of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I'd love to find a little trail, a little winding trail, that house on the hill. Find somebody who promised to be true. I know he's waiting there still. And when I look into his eyes, they'll tell me what I'm longing to know. Of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I've been making up my mind to find a place that I used to know. I used to know of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow, grow. And I've been waking up to find I'm dreaming dreams of long ago, oh so long ago, of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. Oh, I'd love to find a little trail, a little winding trail, that house way up on the hill. Find somebody who promised to be true. I know he's waiting there still. And when I look into his eyes, why, they'll tell me what I'm longing to know. I'm just longing to know of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow.
Let me live a life of ease where lazy daisies roam, like a little boat bee. I wanna count sheep till the cows come home. Let me hear the buzz of bees around the honeycomb. Where the daffodils sleep, I wanna count sheep till the cows come home. Making love while the moon shines can make an old heart new. Making hay while the sun shines can make your dreams come true. Let me find some peace of mind, the only kind I've known. Where the willow trees weep, I wanna count sheep till the cows come home. Thank you.
like a little bo-peep. I want to sit and count the sheep till the cows come home. I want to sit and hear the buzz of the bees all around the honeycomb. Where the daffodils go to sleep, I want to sit and count the sheep till the cows come home. Making love while the moon shines can make an old heart new. Making hay while the sun shines can make your dreams come true. Let me find some peace of mind, the only kind I've known. Where the willow trees weep, I want to count sheep till the cows come home.
Well, there's a mini theme in there about something about counting sheep and where the shy little violets grow, and basically a bucolic setting. But that was Rice and Dunn. I Want to Count Sheep Where the Lazy Daisies Grow, 1932. Venuti and Lang on there, and Joe Venuti, of course. Eddie on the guitar, as always, except when he played the banjo. But good sound. That's from a Harmony 78. Before that, Lee Morse and her Bluegrass Boys from a Columbia disc, Where the Shy Little Violets Grow. And Lee Morse is not an acquired taste. She's pretty quickly acquired, and you don't even know you're acquiring her until you have her. But usually that takes one listen. What a singer she was. And Charles W. Hamp, whom I find oddly piquant, I guess you could say. I kind of like his style. It's a little plummy, but Eddie Lang is there, and I do like Charles W. Hamp, and I'll discourse on that later. That was from 1929. I'm Andy Sr. listening to Radiola on a Friday evening, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you for streaming and for giving me your attention, if you're doing so, unless you want to go get a beer, which is okay too. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org in beautiful Clinton, New York, and it's covered with snow, but it's still beautiful under all that snow. And some would even say the snow is beautiful, but I won't go that far. I had to carry a lot of that beauty off to the side of the road this week. In order to make the pathway for the car possible. So I'm slightly prejudiced against it. Here's Jack Pettis and his Pets from 1928 with, you might have heard this before, it's been out there on like an LP maybe, but not that common, Spanish Dream. Thank you.
talking tight, but I've got a mean laugh. Swing a wicked rat. Don't you dare to cover any heavy load, cause it might get back on your feet. Take your time, don't work too fast, cause the one ain't leaving that ditty last. Loving you get, don't you forget, don't you mess around with me. Ain't healthy, don't mess around with me. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, don't mess around with me. I know you're known as a heartbreaking type. Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, oh, it might come back on you, see. Take your time, don't work too fast. Oh, one ain't living that did it last. Oh, lady, don't you mess around with me. Ain't healthy, don't mess around with me.
Sounds like a friend of mine. I hope the cops don't catch him. But that's Peggy English, 1927. That's from an Oriole release in the UK, which I think was on Vocalion in this country. High, High, High Up in the Hills, and Eddie is there. You can hear him. And that was, of course, from the collection of Mr. Raymond Mitchell. And these are great transfers. And the sound, I'm just enjoying these tonight, like I can't tell you. Before that, the Mississippi Maulers, Don't Mess Around With Me, 1928. And beginning with Jack Pettis and his Pets, Spanish Dream, also from 1928. From Victor 78, that was. And this is Radiola, as you might I've guessed, and I'm Andy Senior. There are many other fine programs on during the week, which you may listen to here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And I draw your attention to Mark Fuller's Retro Radio, which is on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Wonderful music of the 50s and 60s. And it's just like radio. You remember as a kid. If you're my age, maybe you don't remember it. But struggle, you know, just try to get back into that inner child that you might still have somewhere and try to remember what it was like putting on your pants in the morning, listening to that DJ with all those jingles and all that fun stuff they used to do before they got too corporate. But Mark does that, and he does it as an absolute labor of love. It is a wonderful show. It's a fun show. And if you like that kind of music as well as this, give it a listen. You'll really enjoy it. Mark's a great guy, and it's a wonderful show. That's Retro Radio. That's 8 p.m. Saturday night, Eastern, if you're streaming, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And, my friend, I don't know, there's, like, strange things going on here. I have to reacquaint myself with the schedule. And the guy who's on before me had a good playlist tonight. His name is Uncle Pete, An Hour in the Shack with Uncle Pete. So give that a listen to. It's very bluesy type stuff. So if you want blues, a little bit of blues before I come on, he has good taste. And it isn't often I say that about another DJ, by the way. But he does. He has very good taste. So please do check that out. Listen early and listen late, and we'll be on till 10 o'clock. I'll be on. So now here's the other side of that Peggy English record, which is How Long Must I Wait for You? And I don't know. Somebody can insert a comment here, but I'm going to leave it alone. That's from 1927.
I ask with tears in my eyes and thousands. Thank you.
is a fairly unusual take of the Wildcat. That was take one, which wasn't really released until probably the, well, around the wartime era. That was on a Bluebird from that era. So it's a little rarer. It's a little harder to find as a common take. Although it was unreleased at the time of its recording. And before that, that was Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, one of their classic duets. Before that, another classic duet, but Take A, which was from a Brunswick Test pressing in the collection of Ray Mitchell, Eddie Lang and Carl Kress, Feeling My Way. Starting with Peggy English again, How Long Must I Wait for You? As long as you have to, that's the answer to that question, 1927. And now I have an anomaly for you, a rather rare recording, which you would never have associated with Eddie Lang, except that Ray Mitchell sent me the recording sheet, which he had a copy of, and indeed, Eddie Lang is the guitarist on this in 1929. This recording, as I say, you would never have guessed that Eddie Lang was on this. However, the guitar playing is all right. It doesn't sound like Eddie Lang, though. It's a different guitar almost, but I think it's competent. It's good enough, and I guess it was a day's work. In those days, you took what you could get. And Bobby Gregory, Who Threw Mush in Grandpa's Whiskers?
Oh, gee, oh, holly, gee, I'm stuck up in a tree. There's some crooked word somewhere, and it sure puzzles me. I've got detectives here and there and always on the go. But there is something going on that I would like to know. I know who sailed the ocean blue in 1492, but who threw mush in Grandpa's whiskers? I know who built the Brooklyn Bridge and who painted the old Blue Ridge, but who threw mush in Grandpa's whiskers? I know that fish don't grow on potato trees, and why sweethearts don't eat Limburger cheese. I know why kisses taste so sweet, why policemen have big feet, but who threw mush in Grandpa's whiskers? The guy who did, I'll sure run him a race. I will cut his head right off and throw it in his face. Then if he gets fresh with me and says that I'm all wet, I'll beg his pardon once or twice, but I will find out yet. I know who crossed the Delaware with wind blowing through his hair, but who threw mush in Grandpa's whiskers? I know who stripped bare mountain bare and why old maids wear underwear, but who threw mush in Grandpa's whiskers? I know that sunshine makes hair grow on your head, and that moonshine makes your darn nose turn red. I know that honey comes from bees, and that donuts come from grease, but who threw mush in Grandpa's whiskers?